Blog Talk Radio.
I got a confirmation from today's guest, I freaked out a little bit. As many of you know, writing is my first passion, and to get to pick the brain of a writer is the ultimate holy crap moment for me. On today's show, we have the writer and creator of the latest web series, Destroy the Alpha Gamma, Aaliyah McKendrick, with us. And the best way to describe this show is if Glee and Mean Girls mated, this would be their offspring. All right, I'm rambling again. So she's on the line with us, and let's bring her on.
Hi, Cody.
Hey, Leah.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Now, as I said in the intro, Destroy the Alpha Gammas, it's like if Glee and Mean Girls mated, this would be their offspring, right?
Right. Yeah, totally.
Now, talk to me a little bit about how this a show came to be.
Well, you know, I really wanted to do a musical so badly, and I was frustrated that there weren't many projects for me to audition for. My people had been trying for years to get me in for Glee, and it was just so hard to get in because they were seeing a lot of, you know, movie stars for roles and things like that. And I just felt so frustrated, and I really love the web, and I just think it's so cool because you can make your own content and sort of create a following, and fans just from the web can reach, you know, all of the world. And I thought, you know, why not just do it myself? Why not create a musical that I would love to be in, something fun that hopefully people will connect to, and I can put my friends in, and then I can do that musical I want to do. And so I thought, I love sororities. I never experienced that in my own life, and why not just combine the two?
Awesome. Now, I'm a big music fan myself. I absolutely love music. So when I first got into this web series, I'll admit I was a tad skeptical, I'll admit, because of the title. But I got into it, I'm thinking, well, this is pretty good. This is actually pretty good. And you guys sing some of the current and old top 40 hits. So that was pretty, that's what drew me in. I'll admit that. That's what drew me into that. Like, you'll do Kanye West, Heartless, you've done Michael Jackson, you've done CeeLo. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Thanks. I mean, I knew that we could spend the extra time writing songs, but that was never for me the point. I always wanted to do songs that were already, you know, huge, famous songs that people love. I always wanted to do that because I, you know, in my car, when I'm driving, I listen to all these songs that I love, and I think I always sort of just weirdly imagine, you know, who I would sing them to, what kind of video I would do, and that's just sort of where my mind goes naturally. And so I had all these ideas for some of these songs that I hear, and like, oh, wouldn't this be cool if he was singing it to it. Well, you know, I was really inspired at times by the actual music video. So The Way You Make Me Feel with Michael Jackson was very heavily inspired by the actual music video. But for like, the F.U. song by CeeLo, I just thought it would be so cool if he actually said it to, you know, the person, his oppressor.
Right.
And so I wanted to take that twist on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, for those of you that don't know this, how I reached out to you about this show is I had actually heard you on Soap Central Live with Dan Kroll, and you had Lindsay Morgan on with you.
Oh, no way!
And again, fans, if they want to check that out, go to soapcentral.com. There's your shameless plug, Dan. I had listened to that show, and I thought, of course, Dan's a buddy of mine, and I thought, you know, I might be able to see if we can bring her on the show. Of course, I've had Lindsay on the show last year, and Lindsay's a sweetheart. So
sweet. She's great.
Yeah, Lindsay's an absolute sweetheart. And that's how that came about. So
very cool.
And going back to the music aspect of it, what's in your iPod and everything right now?
What's on my iPod? You know, mm-hmm. I'm really excited for the Britney Spears album coming out. I'm a huge Britney fan. I don't know, I'm a little torn on the new single, to be honest, but I love her. I'm listening to Miley Cyrus's new stuff, sort of getting into it. I'm just a big pop person. I listen to everything pop. I love everything that's out right now. I feel like I actually, you know, really love Blurred Lines. I love Robin Thicke. I love Katy Perry. I love, you know, Lady Gaga. I love all of the big pop stars. But I also always tend to listen to a little of old school. I really love Elvis, and I love Aretha Franklin. And so I always seem to go back. Oh, Ray Charles. I always seem to go a little bit back and forth.
You know, I was looking through your IMDb before the show, mm-hmm. and researching and doing all this stuff. You've got a lot of titles: actor, singer, dancer, writer, producer.
I do. I should probably like take something off because it makes it look like I'm trying to do everything. Like I'm greedy.
You've done it all.
I do whatever I got to get it done, man. Whatever it takes.
Right. I understand that. and my next question, if I don't ask this, my best friend will probably kill me. So,
yeah.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I hate this answer that I give, but it's my honest answer, and I hate myself for doing it, but probably if I could change one thing, I would have not gone to college, and I would have gone straight to L.A. I hate that. I know I hate that. I'm hating myself for saying that, but it's the truth. I loved college, and I learned a lot in college, and I made the best friends, and I value my time in college, but if I've been faced with any challenges, I feel that it's the loss of time, and I think that not everybody's ready for the real world and for LA out of high school, but I had pretty thick skin even back then when I was 17 when I graduated from high school, and I think I would have figured out a lot if I had moved just to LA straight. I was just scared, and my parents were really not okay with that. But if I had been, you know, if I had said, look, Mom and Dad, I want to give it a couple years. If I'm not happy, I will go to college. I love my parents, and I know them very well, and they have a hard time telling me no when I'm very convincing. So that's probably
not perfectly understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you weren't an actor or anything in the entertainment business, what would you be doing right now?
If I weren't an actor or weren't in the entertainment business, I always say that I would be at Cosmopolitan Magazine in New York City. I love New York. I love magazines. And I just think that that life would be so much fun, and I think I would really fit in, and I would love to, you know, go to the office and you know, pitch ideas and you'd be like a journalist and go and investigate and interview people. I minored in sociology in college, and I love interviewing people, and I just love it. I would have loved that life. I think I don't have any regrets on where my life has gone. There's only been ever one thing for me and one love, and it's always been performing. But in another universe, in another dimension, I'm sure I'm very happy working at a magazine in New York City.
But now, I majored in sociology in college.
You
so
did?
I know where that's coming from. I understand
that
exactly.
Cool.
So
that's very
I understand it perfectly.
I love sociology. That's really awesome.
Okay. Now, along those same lines of Hollywood or whatever, when were you bit by the acting bug?
I was, I don't even remember because it's always been that I wanted to be a singer and actress. My parents don't even know if I, you know, ever got bit by the acting bug. I think I was bit in the womb before I even came out. I always you know, said I'm going to move to L.A. and I'm going to be an actress and a singer and that's what I'm going to do. And my parents were like, okay, whatever you say, we'll wait for it to grow out a little bit. And I just never grew out of it. And I just always full speed ahead since I was a baby, knew what I was going to do.
Yes. I had something. Oh, yeah. Any other upcoming projects you can tell us about?
Other projects?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just shot a movie called Slump Town. It's a it's very cool. I read the script and thought it was really awesome and different. It's basically in the future about it's where robots are being trained to do sort of menial labor jobs like being baristas at coffee shops. So they're training robots to be able to take over jobs like being a barista. And I'm sort of the love interest of the story, and I just saw the cut of it, and they submitted it to Sundance, and I think it's really great, and it's very different from Destroy the Alpha Gammas, and it was really nice for me to just act, because a lot of what I do, a lot of times, I'm also serving as producer or writer or things like that, and or I'm singing or I'm dancing, and so it's really nice to just come to set, sit in the makeup chair, get my makeup done, you know, screw around, and then, you know, say my line. It's really nice to just be an actress once in a while.
Yeah. Now, I minored in theater in college, so and my first passion is writing. I've written a couple scripts here and there, but really nothing, you know. But as a writer, I have so much respect for what you guys do as actors. I couldn't act, you know.
I think you could. I think a lot of people could. It's just about getting over the fear. It's all about fear, anyway.
Yeah, but
I bet you.
Like I said, I have the utmost respect for actors or anybody in the entertainment business. I have the utmost respect for y'all.
Thank you. Thanks. That's really nice.
Okay.
I respect the writers.
Well, thank you. And again, as I was researching for this interview, I ran across something you did. You were singing somewhere, I forgot where, and you were singing Bruno Mars' Grenade. That just blew me away.
Thank you. Thanks. I was probably singing, I don't know, I can't even keep my own performances here. I think I was singing at a spot in West Hollywood called The Palms with Johnny, who is my friend and a songwriter I work with. As well, and I love Bruno Mars. I saw him in concert. It was one of the best concerts of the year. He's so talented, and I'm a big, big, big fan.
Lucky. Very lucky. But yeah. like I said, and going back to Destroy the AGs for a second, everybody on this show is supremely talented. Acting, dancing, singing, just totally talented.
Thank you. I think so, too. Thanks.
Let's see if I've got, if I have any more questions, let's see. And I did have kind of a fun, quirky question for you. Oh, and before I forget, I did check out your blog on your website.
Oh.
It was awesome.
Thank you.
It was awesome.
Thanks. I felt like there needed to be a place where I spoke honestly, because I would see my website and I'd be like, this is so not representative of who I am. There was like all these sexy pictures and like all this stuff, and I was like, this isn't me. This isn't the reality of what's going on. I'm not just like walking around like this all the time and having this like perfect life. So I wanted there to be a place where people could get to know me a little bit better.
I thought it was brutally honest, you know, seriously.
Good. That's what I'm aiming for.
I
get a little bit protective of myself, and so I don't want to be so protective of myself.
Right. And that ties into my next question, and probably my last. Away from Hollywood and the glitz and glamour of it, and where you don't have to be at 20 places at once, what's the real Leah McKendrick like?
What's the real Leah McKendrick like outside of Hollywood? Well, I love food. I love to go out to dinner with my girlfriends, and I love my little sister a whole lot. I have, my little sister's probably the closest person to me. I'm very close to my parents, and my best friend, Ari, who just moved to LA, which is like, oh, the greatest thing ever, and my boyfriend, and I like to eat a lot and enjoy food and enjoy the movies. I love movies and television, and I'm pretty boring, I'd say, outside of what I do in Hollywood. I love to go out, but I can be a total homebody, and I miss my family all of the time, and I, you know, but I would say, this is going to sound really weird, that what I do as far as being a singer and being an actor is really such a huge part of me. Like, I'm really not one of those people that's like, that's just what I do, and what, who I am is very separate. I would say that everything that I am has to do with what I do, because I'm such a big believer in the arts and in movie magic and in Hollywood. It's my love, it's my passion, and it's not just my profession. It's what I've devoted my life to, because I'm just such a believer in the magic of the movies.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That again.
Is that weird? Is that a weird thing to say?
No, that's fine. I respect that again, like I said. I believe that about covers everything. So I wanted to thank you for taking the time to come on with me today.
Sure.
And to have a open invitation back to the show whenever you want to come on. Okay.
Thank you so much, Cody. Thanks for having me.
Oh, and please let me know when your new movie comes out. I'll be sure to retweet it on Twitter or whatever. So
awesome. Very cool. Thank you so much.
I try to do that with every actor that I follow. I'll retweet anything they're in, any upcoming projects, anything they do. So I'll promote it for you.
Thank you so much, Cody.
And like I said, you have a open invitation back, and I'd love to have you back sometime.
Awesome. Very cool. I will let you know when we go to talk more.
All right.
Well, have a great day, and thank you for having me.
All right, you too. I'll be talking with you on Twitter, okay?
Okay. All right. Bye, Cody.
Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our chat with a triple threat, Leah McKendrick. Leah is an absolute sweetheart. I just got to get that out right now. Leah is an absolute sweetheart. I guess you guys want to know what's coming up for me in the show. This was literally confirmed last night. I will be having a GH Blast from the Past on the show October the 8th. Lily Melger, a.k.a. Lily Corinthos, on GH will be joining me for about 30 minutes on the show. So with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. And you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.